Okay, welcome everyone to the third installment of Ramban on Parshas Emor. The past two evenings, we learned pieces from the Ramban on the Parshas HaMoadim, the section Perchov Gimel in Parshas Emor that deals with the various Yom Tovim. For tonight, I also want to share a beautiful Ramban from the Parshas HaMoadim, where, again, he talks about some very, very fundamental issues. A lot of it is really Rosh Hashanah related, so you know you can learn it now and keep it in the back of your mind that when Rosh Hashanah comes, we can chazer over, we can review these ideas from the Ramban as well. In Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Chav Gimel, we read Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Leimor, Daber Bnei Yisrael Leimor, speak to Klal Yisrael saying Bachodesh Hashvi Beechod Lachodesh. In the seventh month, which is Tishrei, on the first day of that month, Yiyeh Lochem Shabboson, you should have a Shabboson, and the Ramban we saw last night explains what the idea of Shabboson is about, the notion of a Yom Tov has to be observed as a Yom Tov in its fullness. Zichron Trua Mikra Kodesh, a remembrance of blowing a Mikra Kodesh, a sacred assemblage, like we spoke about the other night. Of course, we know Zichron Trua is a phrase that the Torah uses to refer to the concept of blowing shofar. But what's the deeper meaning of Zichron Trua? So Rashi over here makes the following comment. Rashi says, Zichron Psuke Zichronos Upsuke Shofros. The Pasuk is referring to mentioning Psukim of Zichronos that talk about how Hashem remembers us, and the Psukim of Shofros that talk about the Shofar and its role in Jewish history. Again, like we do in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. Liskar lochem akedas Yitzchak shekarev tachtov ayu. And the purpose of this Psukim is to call to mind the akedas Yitzchak, the binding of Yitzchak, where a ram was bound instead of him. So in other words, that's both Zichronos and Shofros. Zichronos because it's all about remembering the Akedah, and since the substitute for Yitzchak by the Akedah was an ayil, was a ram, and the shofar is a ram's horn, so by mentioning Psukim of Shofros, we call to mind the Akedah's Yitzchak. Why does Rashi eliminate Malchius? I mean, we know that there are three Psukim, or three sets of Psukim, Malchius, Zichronos, and Shofros. He only mentions Zichronos and Shofros. So the Maral, in his commentary on Rashi, in the Gurari, says, Malchius isn't really hinted at in the Pasuk in any way. The Pasuk says, Zichron Trua. So Zichron calls to mind Zichronos. Trua calls to mind Shofros. There's absolutely nothing in the Pasuk that calls to mind Malchius. So although it's true that we do say Psukim of Malchius, but you can't learn it out from this Pasuk. So according to Rashi, the terminology Zichron Trua is really not about the blowing the shofar per se, but rather it's about the psukim that accompany the blowing of the shofar, the psukim of Zichronos, and the psukim of Malchius, and the psukim of Shofros. So the Ramban quotes this Rashi, and he then writes the following. V'hayat sari charev lahavi gam psukim Malchius min ha-medrash. Says the Ramban, first of all, I'm bothered by this Rashi that he omits any mention of Malchius. How can you talk about Zichronos and Shofros and leave out Malchius? So that's one taina that he has to Rashi. Right? Again, so we quoted from the Gurari a few moments ago why Rashi doesn't mention Malchius, that it's not implied in the Pasuk in any way, but again, the Ramban is uncomfortable with that defense. But then he goes on to a more fundamental kasha against Rashi. Abol kol ze asmachta medivreyim. Says the Ramban, the whole notion that the Pasuk could be talking about an obligation to say Malchius, Zichronos, and Shofros is clearly not the simple intention of the Pasuk. It's clearly an asmachta, because clearly the obligation to say these psukim, Malchius, Zichronos, and Shofros, is the Rabbanon, not the Raisa. It's a rabbinic obligation. It's not a Torah obligation. How do we know that? Because Mufura Shamru, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, Halchin l'makom shetoken, ve'ein halchin l'makom shemevarchin. Pshita adaraisa v'adir abanan, tamsricha da'afo gav da'avadai v'asafek. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah talks about a situation where a person has a choice to go to one of two places on Rosh Hashanah. Right? He didn't sign up for the deluxe Rosh Hashanah program. He only signed up for the less than deluxe Rosh Hashanah program. So they offer him two options. One place he can go for Rosh Hashanah, they blow shofar, but there's no davening. And, you know, again, in those days, you didn't have sidurim, you didn't have machzarim, you won't be able to say malchias, zichronos, and shofaros, but you'll get shofar. And in the other place, they have no shofar, but they have someone who will be able to daven the psukim, malchias, zichronos, and shofaros, so you'll get that. So in other words, you know, you have a choice between either being Mekayim, fulfilling the mitzvah of shofar on Rosh Hashanah, or fulfilling the mitzvah of saying Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros on Rosh Hashanah. What's the correct choice? So the Gemara says, what do you mean? It's obvious what the correct choice is. Of course you go to hear shofar. Shofar is a mitzvah d'araisa, and the hearing of the psukim Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros is merely midirabbanan. Obviously you go with shofar. So says the Gemara, no, let's consider the following case. Let's say that you might get the mitzvah of shofar in the one place, but you'll certainly get the mitzvah of malchus, zichronos, and shofars of those psukim in the second place. Shofar is a safek, it's a doubt, and the psukim are a vadai, there is certainty. It says the Gemara, you should still go to shofar, because the safek daraisa, the possibility of fulfilling a mitzvah from the Torah, is superior to the certitude of fulfilling a mitzvah that comes from the Rabbanon, from the rabbis. Right? So the Ramban quotes this Gemara. This is the Gemara at the end of Rosh Hashanah. And the Ramban says this Gemara clearly indicates that the Psukim, Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros are the Rabbanon, they're not the Araisa. Rashi seems to be implying that the Psukim are the Araisa. So how can that possibly be? Right? So there's a whole literature trying to explain this. Rashi, but our focus tonight is not on Rashi, it's on the Ramban. The Ramban, you know, based on these two questions, why'd you leave out Malchus? And, you know, how can you try to read into the Psukim something which the Gemara clearly says is a mitzvah midirabbanan, not a mitzvah midaraisa? The Ramban rejects Rashi's interpretation, and instead he gives another interpretation to the Psukim. Writes the Ramban, Aval zichron trua, kimo yom trua yielochem. Says the Ramban, there's no difference between the phrase Zichron Trua, which appears here in Emor, and the phrase which appears in Parshas Pinchas, Yom Trua, Day of Blowing, Yiyeh Lochem. It's all the same thing, meaning as follows. Shenoria Bayom Hazeh, we will sound the shofar on this day, V'yeh Lon L'Zikaron L'Fnei Hashem, and the shofar will cause us to be remembered before Hashem. In other words, Zichron Trua means the remembrance which is generated by the Trua, which is generated by the Shofar. Velo Pirush, skipping a little bit in the Ramban, Velo Pirush HaKosuf Tam HaMitzvah Zos, Loma HaTrua. The Torah over here never explains, it doesn't explain over here, it doesn't explain in Pinchas, why there's a mitzvah of blowing shofar in Rosh Hashanah? V'lama nitztarech zikaron l'fnei Hashem b'yom hazeh yoser mishar hayomim. The Torah also doesn't spell out why davka on this day, it's not called Rosh Hashanah in the Torah, you know, it's just the first day of the seventh month. The Torah never spells out why davka on this day we need to be remembered before Hashem. And the truth is, the Torah never really spells out why it's a holy day altogether. All of the other Yom Tovim are given some kind of meaning or purpose by the Torah. The Torah says clearly Pesach is Chag HaMatzos. Sukkos, we're told about the mitzvah of Sukkah, Kiva Sukkos Hoshavti, as Bnei Yisrael. You sit in a Sukkah to remind us of the Sukkos. Sukkos is also called Chag HaOsif. Shavuos is the Zman HaKotzir, V'kutzruchem is Kutzir Arzuchem, when you gather in the produce of the land, when you harvest, rather, the produce of the land. Yom Kippur is described as a Yom Kippurim, a Day of Atonement. basically, again, if you take away all our preconceived notions, the Torah just comes along and says, you're supposed to make a holiday on the first day of the seventh month. We're not going to tell you why, but you should blow shofar. So why is that? What's the idea behind that? So says the Ramban, the idea is as follows. Avol mipnei shehu b'chodsho shal yom ha-kippurim b'rosh ha-chodesh nireh shebo yiyeh din lefonov yisborach. We know, again, we know in our experience that Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin, it's the Day of Judgment. Again, that's drilled into us from the time that we're little children. But how can you see that in the Psukim? The Psukim never described Rosh Hashanah as the Yom HaDin. Again, going back to what we talked about the last two sessions, the Ramban is a tremendous Pashtun. He's very interested in reading what emerges from just, you know, the surface reading of the Chumash. Again, a very focused and very sensitive reading of the Chumash, but, you know, reading the Chumash on the Pshat level. So says the Ramban, if you read Chumash even just on the Pshat level, you will come to the conclusion that Rosh Hashanah, or this first day of the seventh month, is the Yom HaDin, is the Day of Judgment. How so? So he says, look, we know that just 10 days later is Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur is described as a Yom Kippurim, a Day of Atonement, right? So it stands to reason that how can you have a Day of Atonement, of trying to atone for the sins, unless you first have a Yom HaDin, a Day of Judgment for the sins? And I think it's, you know, people ask the question, why does it make sense to have the Day of Judgment before the Day of Forgiveness? In other words, if you're going to go to court, wouldn't it make sense first to try to get the judge to forgive you, you know, in terms of the misdemeanors or the felonies that you've committed, and then we could have the judgment? Here it's reversed, Rosh Hashanah first and Yom Kippur second. So I think the answer to that question is as follows, and this will help us understand the Ramban. If we translate the word din, not as judgment, but as reckoning or accounting, it all makes sense. And the truth is, the notion of din being reckoning or accounting is seen in the phrase which Pirkei Avos uses, din v'cheshbon. Cheshbon means a calculus. Din means an accounting, an act of taking stock. On Rosh Hashanah, the Ribono Shel Olam acts, as it were, as an accountant. He places in front of us all of the litany of all of the sins which we have committed. He takes accounting of everything that we've done. Now, in light of that interpretation, let's go back to the Ramban for a moment. Says the Ramban, if Yom Kippur, a day of atonement of sins, is on the 10th of the 7th month, it stands to reasoning that there must have been a reckoning of the sins before the atonement. What was the reckoning of the sins? The accounting of the sins? Well, presumably that's this holiday on the first day of the month. In other words, it's a month which after 10 days is going to lead into Yom Kippur. So probably on the first of the month, just like in most, you know, financial settings, the first of the month is a time for a new reckoning. So the first of the seventh month, it's a time of a reckoning, of an accounting, to take stock with the Ribono Shel Olam, take stock of our lives and sees how we're doing. And then in response to that, we have Yom Kippur. That's how we come to the conclusion, says the Ramban, again, just on a pshat level, that Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin. V'achareichein ba'aseres hayomim yisal l'pesha avodov. The Ribono Shel Olam then allows 10 days to respond to this accounting, you know, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive us for our sins. In other words, you know, there's a grace period, what we'd say today, you know, after the accounting has been made. The Ribono Shel Olam allows us some time to respond to the accounting which he's made, and that's the 10 days, the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. So therefore, you see, Ramaz HaKosuv HaInyon, Kasher Noda B'Yisrael Mipi Anavim V'Avos Kedoshim. Now, we already know from our prophets and from our holy forefathers the concept that Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin, the day of reckoning, the day of accounting. But says the Ramban, if you read the Psukim carefully, you'll come to that conclusion as well. And as even without the Mesorah, even without the tradition that we have from the Nevi'im going back to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai and beyond that, even without all of that, if you really can read the Chumash sensitively, you'll come to that conclusion on your own. So again, clearly Rosh Hashanah is a day of accounting, of reckoning, and on such a day, we'd like HaKadosh Baruch Hu to view us favorably, and we realize that the shofar is a key to enable HaKadosh, to enable us to be viewed favorably by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's on the level of pshat. And comes the Ramban, who says as follows. V'alderech ha'emes, if you look at it from a Kabbalistic perspective, derech ha'emes, the way of Kabbalistic truth, trua, he she'amda lavoseinu velanu. This concept of trua, the broken staccato blow of the shofar, is what stood for our forefathers and for us. Of course, that phrase is fresh in all of our minds. It's a phrase that we said on the Leil HaSeder, V'hisha Amdo Lavoseinu V'lanu, referring to the Bris Ben Absarim, the covenant that HaKadosh Baruch Hu entered into with Avram Avinu. This stood for our forefathers as well as for us. So the Ramban, in a little bit of poetic license, says, it's not only the Bris Ben Absarim that stood for our forefathers and us, it's the Trua of Rosh Hashanah that has stood us and our forefathers in good stead. Shenemar, and he quotes the Pasuk in Tehillim, Peites, which we say after Tkiya Shofar, Ashrei Ha'am Yodei Srua. Fortunate are the people who know, who are connected to the idea of Trua, as he's going to explain what that is. So in other words, we're about to learn Kabbalistically why the Trua is so incredibly important. Now, again, just to note the following. Trua refers to a broken sound of the shofar. According to the Torah law, we have tkios, which are unbroken sounds, and we have truos, which are broken sounds. What exactly are these broken sounds? So they might be what we call shvarim, they might be what we call trua, they might be what we call shvarim trua. Those are all variants of the trua, of, you know, the notion of a broken sound. But we talk about trua, it's some kind of broken sound which we sound using the shofar. That is essential for our well-being as a people. Why is that? K'inu shekasuv truas milchama, as we refer to a trua as something which is a battle cry. Ki Hashem ish milchama. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is described in the Shiras Hayom as a warrior, Hashem ish milchama. So im kein yom trua yiyeh lochem shiyeh hayom letrua lanu. So when the Pasuk says in Pinchas yom trua yiyeh lochem, that Rosh Hashanah will be a day of trua, the term trua itself is synonymous with a war. It will be a day of fighting on your behalf. The concept of trua is related to the idea of war. Rosh Hashanah will be a day on which Hashem will go to bat for you, so to speak. V'chein zichron trua mikra kodesh. So that was the pasuk in Pinchas. Yom trua yelachem. A similar idea is conveyed in our pasuk. Zichron trua mikra kodesh. That is to say, shiyeh b'zichron atrua. The trua is going to call, is going to bring about HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembering us for good. Ulefikachu mikra kodesh. And that's what our pasuk says, zichron trua mikra kodesh. It's a day on which we gather together in holiness, because it's a day which is a happy day. It's a day on which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to remember us, even as he's doing an accounting of us, through the idea of trua. V'lo hutzrach lahazkir shofar. There's no need in the pasuk to mention the idea of a shofar. Now, again, the Ramban over here is putting his finger on something very interesting. With the Gemara Rosh Hashanah talks about this. The two places in Chumash where it talks about blowing on Rosh Hashanah, in neither place does it use the term shofar. In our pasuk says zichron trua mikra kodesh. In Pinchas it says yom trua yi elochem. In theory, a person might have said that the trua refers to something else. Trua can mean shouting. Trua can mean blowing trumpets. How do we know that trua means shofar? Why doesn't the Targum just say shofar? So he says there was no need. The Ramban says there was no need to mention the idea of the shofar specifically. Ki hashofar remez bayom. Ki hashofar remez bayom. Vahatrua bo. Vihine hu yom hadin birachamim. Lo truas milchama. Mipnei ze hizker hakosav hatrua. Shekvar kabola biyad rabosenu. V'chol yisrael rom yad Moshe Rabbeinu. Shekol trua pshuto lefoneha. The idea of mentioning trua as opposed to the idea of shofar is because the term trua is synonymous with the idea of din. We mentioned before that trua, the word trua works together with the idea of milchama, truas milchama, it works together with the idea of war. So too, the very term trua hints at the nature of the day. Trua is not only what we blow. If we said shofar, we know that we blow shofar. However, by saying that it's zichron trua, trua conveys the notion that it's a day, that Rosh Hashanah is a day of din. It's a day on which strict judgment is going into the world. However, says the Ramban, the nature of Rosh Hashanah is that it's din berachamim. It's strict judgment enveloped in God's mercy. And he says that's the reason why we have a tradition going back to Moshe Rabbeinu that we never just sound the trua on Rosh Hashanah by itself. Even though, you know, it only talks about sounding a trua on Rosh Hashanah, we always surround the trua with a tkiya beforehand and a tkiya afterwards. Again, we're unsure whether the trua is a shvarim, or a trua, or a shvarim trua. But one thing which is clear, every time we sound the shofar, we always sound the shofar in sets of tkiya, some form of a trua, followed by a tkiya. Pshuto lefoneo, pshuto liachareho. The symbolism of that, says the Ramban, is that the trua, representing din, representing God's strict judgment, is surrounded by and enveloped in rachamim, which with mercy, which is symbolized by the tkiya. The lama yaskir akosu trua lo yaskir tkiyos klal lo b'Rosh Hashanah v'lo ma'akipurim. Why is it that the Torah only mentions trua, but never the idea of tkiyos, a tkiya beforehand and afterwards, not on Rosh Hashanah, and not when talking about the mitzvah of blowing shofar on Yovel of Yom Kippur? So he says as follows: Aval atkiya hi azikara, v'hu ashofar v'atua kishma. Comes the Rabban and he says as follows: Our pasuk talks about zichron trua. Zichron trua means a trua surrounded by a tkiya beforehand and a tkiya afterwards. How'd you get that? Zichron means that which causes God to remember us favorably. Since the trua represents din, strict justice, and the tkiya represents God modifying that din by surrounding it with rachamim, with mercy. So zichron trua, that term zichron trua, means trua which is enveloped by that which causes God to remember us. Trua which is surrounded on either side by a tkiya. Umipnei shehi klula min harachamim tkiya lefanel la'achareha. Lefikach omar biyodei srua. Ki bitstaka yorum, bitsidkoska yorumu, ki tiferes uzamo ata. If you look in the psukim, which we say right after tkiyas shofar, and again we say this from Tehillim Perek Peites 89. So we say Ashrei ha'am yodei srua. Fortunate are the people who know, who understand, or connected to trua, which is God's divine judgment. And then next pasuk we say, Yishimcha yigilun kol hayom, they'll rejoice in your name the entire day. Uvitzikascha yorumu, and they are raised up through your righteousness. What does that mean, tzikascha yorumu? It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows His righteousness upon us, because even in the midst of din, He's surrounding us with rachamim. And the pasuk goes on to say, "Kisiferes uzamo ata." This is the third of the psukim we say right after the Kiyah Shofar, because you are the splendor of their power. What does it mean that you're the splendor of their power? Meaning that you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you provide us with rachamim, even in the midst of our judgment, you are glorious, and you're giving power to us, to Klal Yisrael, which we wouldn't have had otherwise. And then he says, "V'nezem avur ki akol toloi b'tshuva." Of course, everything is ultimately dependent on our tshuva. It's not as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a free gift on Rosh Hashanah, that no matter what we do, He's going to just look the other way. But at least when He judges us, He does so with rachamim. He doesn't just judge us and then execute His judgment on the spot. He judges us, He takes an accounting, He makes a reckoning, and then He says, and I'm going to give you now 10 days to go and fix it. So in other words, that itself is the rachamim. Ela b'Rosh Hashanah misyachid b'minas adin umanig olamo. And Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu focuses on the attribute of strict justice which He uses to run His world. On Yom Kippur, the focus is on rachamim, is on God's mercy. And then he goes on to say, the essential difference between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is the following. Rosh Hashanah Yom Din b'rachamim. Rosh Hashanah is fundamentally a day of judgment, but it's enveloped in God's mercy. V'yom HaKippurim Yom Rachamim b'din. And Yom Kippur is a day which is fundamentally one of God's mercy, but it's enveloped in God's strict justice. Right? So in other words, what the Ramban has done over here is that he's first of all explained the role of the Tkios and the Truos. Tkio represents Rachamim, Trua represents Din. He's used that to build this model of what Rosh Hashanah is all about. Rosh Hashanah is primarily Din, but it's enveloped in Rachamim. And that itself is the very meaning of the pasuk Zichron Trua. So in other words, you know, originally he quoted Rashi that Zichron Trua means you have to say Psukim. He rejected that. Then he said on the simple level, Zichron Trua means just God is going to remember the Tkiyah Shofar. He's going to use the Tkiyah Shofar as a vehicle through which to remember us and to have mercy on us. But now he's saying even deeper than that, Zichron Trua means that the shofar that we blow is composed of trua surrounded by tkios, trua surrounded by zechiros, by things that cause God to remember us favorably, and the trua being surrounded by the tkia is symbolic of the very nature of Rosh Hashanah, where it's a day of judgment which is enveloped and surrounded by God's infinite mercy. And all of that we see in these two words, Zichron Trua, and because of that, we might add, that's why Rosh Hashanah is a Mikra Kodesh, is a holy day, which, as we said before in the Ramban, is characterized by eating and drinking and coming together and singing praises of God, because as scary as Rosh Hashanah is on one level, because it's a day of judgment, it's also a day which has an element of divine mercy. It's a tempered judgment, one which is not just the Trua by itself, but the Trua is surrounded by the Tkios. Okay, we'll finish here for tonight in terms of the learning. I will say to some Tehillim, again, I just want to remind everyone, tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, a Zoom Askara for Iris Stern, all of us, Shalom. Hopefully we'll all be able to participate. And then Thursday night we'll be back to the phone conferences at 8 o'clock, a Drosha for Parshas Emor. So we'll say together, Kapitel Tzadi Aleph, 91. Yoshe b'seiser elyon b'sel shaddai yislonon Omar ladonai machsi sudasi Elohai yiftach bo Ki hu yavsi lucha mipach yokush Midever havos Bevroso yosech loch B'sachas k'nofov techse Sino b'sol chiro amito Lo sira mi pachad loyla mecheitz yof yomam yidever ba'ofel yaloch miketev yoshud saharayim yipal mitzidcha elef urvava miminecha elecha lo yigash rak beinecha sabir v'shilum as v'shoim tireh ki ato adonai machsi Elyon sam tom yonecha Lo sunay lecha ra V'nega lo yikrav yolecha Ki malochav yipsav eloch L'shmarcha v'chol d'rochecha Al kapayim yisonecha Pentigov bo'ev en raglecha Ashachal vofes en tidroch Tirmos kefir visanin Kili choshak viafalateyu Asagiveyu ki yodashimi Iko eini veneyu Imo anochi vitzoro Achalateyu yachabedeyu Orech yomi masbiyeyu Viareyu bishuasi Kuf Membeis 142 Maskil Lidovid Biosov Amoros Sefila Kolil Adonai Ezok Kolil Adonai Eschanan Eshpoch Lefonov Sichim Tzorosi Lefonov Agid Visateif olai ruchi v'yato yodato nesivosi V'orach zu aleich tominu fachli Habeit yomin arei v'yein li makir Ovad monos mimeni ein doresh l'nafshi Zoakti eilecho Adonai Amarti ato machsi Chalki b'yerev sachayim Hakshivo el rinosi Ki dolo simeon Hatzileni mirodefai Ki ometsu mimeni Hotsio mimasker nafshi lo dosa shemecha V'yachdiru tzadikim Ki sigmol oloi Mishaberach avuseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'yakob Moshe v'yaron Dovri Shlomo Yivarchu HaPesach Olim. Bavu Shabili Nadun Alustaka, Bavu Amris Kharza, Kodesh Baruch Hu Yimali Rachamim Alihem Lachli Mali Rapusam Lachzikon Lachli Osam ישלח להם מירוף ואשלמה מן השמיים לכל איבריהם לכל גידיהם בסוף שער חולי ישראל רפואס הנפש רפואס הגוף השתה בעגלו בזמן קורי ונאמר אמן I want to wish everyone a good evening and Bezaz Hashem will have the opportunity to see everyone tomorrow I'm planning on davening Meir Bezaz Hashem 8:47